there's someone new in charge. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A U.S. official tells the Associated Press that Russia's war against Ukraine has been turned over to a new commander.
Reports we're seeing of a change in military leadership and putting a general in charge who is responsible for the brutality and the atrocities we saw in Syria shows that there's going to be a continuation of what we've already seen on the ground in Ukraine. And that's what we are expecting.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells Fox News Sunday the U.S. plans to continue providing military assistance as the country prepares for more bloody battles.
Right now, Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces are regrouping for a new eastern offensive on the Donbas region after failing to capture Kyiv.
Fox's Alexis McAdams, Russian forces have retreated from the capital region, leaving dozens of bodies behind, many in the streets. Sirens sounded in neighboring Poland today to mark 12 years since a plane crash in Russia that killed Poland's president and nearly 100 others. Many had raised concerns the sirens would frighten Ukrainian refugees. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are sounding the alarm over the situation at our southern border. They fear it'll get worse when a public health order that blocked many asylum seekers is lifted next month.
We are facing a situation on the border. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox and Friends Weekend, the White House says plans are in place to deal with a migrant surge. A COVID-19 lockdown in China's largest city has entered a third week. The country's zero COVID policy has made it hard for some people in Shanghai to access food and medicine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Access to abortion is getting easier in Maryland.
Maryland's General Assembly, controlled by Democrats, overrides Republican Governor Larry Hogan's veto of a measure to expand access to abortion in the state. It means Maryland will end a restriction that only physicians can provide abortions. The new law will enable nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, and physician assistants to provide them with training. It creates an abortion care training program and requires $3.5 million in state funding annually. It also requires most insurance plans to cover abortions without cost. Hogan wrote in his veto letter that the legislation endangers the health and lives of women by allowing non-physicians to perform abortions. Salgi and Grasso, Fox News.
What's being described as a self-induced abortion has put a woman behind bars in Texas.
It's unclear whether 26-year-old Lizelle Herrera is accused of having an abortion herself or helping someone else get one, but she is in jail in Rio Grande City on a $500,000 bond. A 2021 state law bans abortions in Texas for women as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy.
Fox says Jane Fergus, abortion rights groups are calling for the woman's release. Comedian Chris Rock hasn't said much about being slapped by Will Smith at the Oscars last month, but he did reportedly say this during a show in California this weekend. "I'm not talking about it until I get paid." Smith, who resigned from the Academy of Motion Pictures, has been barred from attending the Oscars for 10 years.
Smith was allowed to stay at the Oscars and accept the award for Best Actor after slapping Chris Rock and cursing at him from the audience over a joke about Smith's wife. The Academy also apologized for how it initially handled the situation.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Los Angeles. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.